opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State Licensed Realtors and Loan Officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started.
Woo-hoo!
Good afternoon, Reading, California. Here we are.
Bring it on, Tony.
Living in the North State.
How you doing?
Rich Howe in the house. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Enjoying the weather.
Absolutely. Mr. Bill Woodford. In the house.
In the house.
We're all here. We're ready to do it.
We're all in our places with bright, shiny faces.
Absolutely. And it's only shiny because I've got these lights going on. And
well,
everybody's got a little shine to them.
We're not quite ready for our close-up yet, Mr. Well, DeMille.
You're looking pretty good. You look like you just got off the golf course.
I wish I just got off the golf course. It's so beautiful out there,
right?
Nope, I just got out of work.
What kind of shirt is that? For our viewers on Facebook that are watching us live right now.
Is that a Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
It's got a fish on
it. No, it's a shark.
It's a shark.
That's a shark, and that's...
it's
a few years ago.
Well, that sounds about right for me.
There's a shark golfer.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, be the third caller right now.
and we'll give you dinner at
Lulu's if you can tell us. Oh, you know who it is? It's Greg Norman.
Okay, well, see,
put
there
the phone
go.
Down.
There you go. Do you get to go to dinner now?
Yeah, I could do that.
You're taking us.
Absolutely. I'll take you guys anywhere.
Oh.
All right.
Well. Why not? Right? I mean, we're all in the same business. We're all making people happy. We're basically helping people achieve their dreams. So, you know, I could be seen with you guys.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You know, I guess we can be seen with you too. But we do shy away a little bit and hide in the closet, but you know.
Usually it's an after hours.
Hold on a second. You're hiding in the closet.
Excuse me. Yeah. Hey, to each his own.
Right. Well, you know, you'd think if you were going to stay in the closet that long, you'd have a better shirt on.
Whoa!
Hey! Now, you know this is a real estate show.
Oh, yes, right.
And it's a family show.
Really? Are there families out there listening to us?
Well, sure, you bet.
Okay. Well, let's have one of those families call us at 605-4567, and they could probably get... lunch at Lulu's.
They could get lunch. They could get home buying advice. They could get home financial advice.
That's right.
Well, for home buying.
If they have questions, right?
They might even learn how to buy a Cadillac.
Hey. Yeah. We're down in my caddy now.
Oh, man, I love that caddy. Anyways, we're really happy to be back, and we took the week off last week. I think we had some important things to do, so I hope you enjoyed the rerun. And I hope you didn't call in to try to win anything because we weren't here. But that's okay.
Tyler, did anybody call in last week?
Oh, Tyler wasn't even here.
I wasn't even here either.
Oh,
guys.
Yep. Man, we closed the doors and locked them up.
Yeah, we sure did.
I did listen, though. I wanted to make sure whoever was here was doing a good job. So.
Might have been, was it probably producer Ben?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Well, cool. You know, we got something that we kind of haven't been doing in a couple months, and I decided to bring it back. And I figured, you know, I've been doing pretty good on voicing stuff on the air here, so I might as well give myself a chance to crash.
All right.
90 seconds. 90 seconds of news is back.
Ooh. You're going to give me about 3 seconds, but then I got you.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, you bet.
It's so exciting.
So 90 seconds of news, as you know, is brought to you by B&T Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number. Give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH.
That new dish that Doug set me up with out there in Cottonwood, works like a champ.
Raving reviews.
Raving reviews. Nice. I can work all day long without having any freezing. We can download or upload movies and watch from the house. The grandson can play his video games constantly, as he does, as they all do. That's cool. We don't have any issues that we had before.
It
was money well spent.
Cool. This is the,
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Starlink, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Way to go, Doug, man. Good job.
That's right. And it's not even, it's like a little flat dinner plate up there. It's not even like a big satellite dish like I had before.
Wow. So you probably won't have any problem with snow?
Not at all. Yeah. It doesn't have any scoop or anything. It's just a flat, like, angled, looks like that screen right there. Only a little bigger.
Well, that is very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you, Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite. And if anybody wants that kind of awesome performance and service, then give Doug a call.
540-241-DISH. Especially if you're out in the sticks somewhere, right? If you're out in Cottonwood or over in Shingletown or, out in, the far reaches of Anderson where they don't have good internet, this is your key.
You're out there in bumfudge Egypt.
You almost said it. And it was a family show.
Right.
Speaking of fudge, if you want some from Lulu's.
90 seconds of news starts now.
All right.
Story number one. There's lots of firefighting aircraft in the skies lately, but the U.S. Forest Service says don't be alarmed. We're just practicing. We're running simulations of loading aircraft and flying to mountainous locations. Story number two. The Sandwichery is celebrating 40 years of cranking out the best-made sandwiches in the North State. Pat and Sandy Watson have worked just about every weekday since 1984. Now, who can boast that? Story number three. We live in one of the most beautiful areas in California, filled with more nature than you can shake a stick at. But don't shake any sticks at a mountain lion, or you just might have a fight on your hands. A young mountain lion was spotted at the Newer Pond open space in Redding. If you spot one, just stay calm, don't approach it, stand tall, don't run, and give him a little room to escape. Story number four. The Colt 45 season is coming up quick, and the boys of summer are looking for families to host them. If you host a player, you'll get season tickets with great seating. It's only 6 weeks, and it'll be an experience you'll cherish forever. If you're interested, give Rick Bosetti a call at 530-227-4443. Story number five, the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge is back. If you're a cyclist or a runner, then download your passport at BigfootAdventureChallenge.com and then complete three routes to earn yourself the coveted Bigfoot Challenge sign. Brought to you by the Redding Trail Alliance and Redding Recreation.
With time to spare. Nice. Look at that.
Now, you don't want to come back and blow it right off the bat. So.
All right. Short stories.
Did you practice? Stories. I always do, In fact, I had a little extra, so I decided to put a little something more in there. In fact, I could have had time to actually, Rick Bosetti's phone number again twice if I wanted to. So.
Right. Did you add the don't be alarmed for the fire story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. How about the
Sandwichery doing 40 years in business?
That's a lot of sandwiches, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't realize they've been around that long.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Yeah, no kidding. They started when I graduated from school.
Where are they located?
What?
I've been.
They're right down there across from the Squire Club.
Oh, okay, all right. Now I know.
Yeah, no. See, all you got to do is mention something like that. Bill knows right where it's at.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, just a couple of doors back from Los Gordos.
I did not realize that they had been there for 40 years. That's
I love
sandwiches.
Yeah, I love their sandwiches. I had one yesterday. So, and in fact, you can, might be cutting into their business a little bit, but one sandwich will feed two people. So any day. So I fed four people yesterday, and I got two sandwiches and a couple bags of chips.
Good for them, though. It's good to hear someone staying in business that long for 40 years in Reading. So that's
sure.
Good for them.
Yeah, you bet, man. Go get down there and give them your business.
Tell people, get down there and buy another sandwich. Uh-huh. Keep them in business for another 40 years.
Pat will give you a hard
They're
time.
They're probably going, no, we want to retire. It's been 40 years.
Well, all right, we're getting ready to cut to a break, but just before I do, I'll let you know that all of our music today is all about springtime. So bring it on.
Springtime.
There you go.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Lumen's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Redding, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll.
Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on the chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill.
Little darling. All right, here we are. Living in the North State, coming back to you live from the studios of KCNR in downtown Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're super happy to be here. And this is the second segment of Living in the North State.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Start the truck up, hit the freeway, let's go.
Rich, what's going on in your world there? Tell us what the hot deal is in your world. What's the neat project you're working on?
Shoot, right now I'm working on a local business. Going to be putting it on the market pretty soon. Won't say what it is quite yet, but
maybe next week.
Maybe next week. Yeah,
cool.
We'll put it out there, but listing a couple of houses. Got a nice one coming up in Red Bluff. Got a couple of properties in escrow. Got to get over to Oroville, look at a property, get some pictures over there. So, be an active real estate agent.
Absolutely, man. Killing it.
And all over the place.
Well, you got to go where you got to go. You can't, if you're going to limit where your area, you're going to limit what you can produce. So you got to get out there and meet the people and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I love the business just because there's so much conversation and relationship things going on that way. You can just get out and you start chatting with people and finding out what they're all about and what they're doing and what their goals are and what you can do to help.
And that's one of the things, myself, and you've been out, outside our area and Ernie down in Red Bluff. He's got transaction up in Siskiyou County. Scott just listed a property up in Siskiyou County. I'm doing one over in Butte. We got to get out there and do business. It's not all about just Redding.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty active all the way across the board for all the agents in the office. So Yeah.
It's nice to drive around, too. I enjoyed the properties that I sold up in Big Bend.
Yeah.
You know, you get you all the way up there, and you think, oh, I remember being up here when I was, you know, younger. And so it's nice to get out, you know, and you know, right. be around. Then we got guys all the way down in Cottonwood.
That's right.
Yeah. What's been going on with you, Bill?
I've been a road dog, too. I've been every Saturday down in Yuba City, Chico. Yeah, you know, I'm we've got communities going in all of those markets. So, yeah, and, of course, Roseville. I'll be back in Roseville again on Monday. So, yeah, it's been, I've been road dogging it for sure.
Yep.
Putting some miles on the new Caddy.
There you go.
Well, yep.
And you would have normally been driving your little Beamer, right?
I would have, yeah, right. Absolutely.
You miss that thing?
I like driving it. It's a lot of fun to drive, but yeah. I am going to sell it. So.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, it's time.
Cool.
It's time.
Any buddy deals going on?
Yeah, sure. Are you looking for a little Beamer convertible?
I don't know. Let me ask my wife.
There you go.
No, she said yes.
She said buy whatever you want, honey.
Just do it. Just do it. There you go.
Well, all right then.
Well, let's do a little ethical standard.
Okay.
Who's it brought by?
Well, brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Stop by any Sunday at 9 o'clock and join us for service.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an awesome pastor there. Pastor Brian Cummings is there, and he's just amazing to listen to, and he's always got a great sermon that goes right to the heart. And so he does a daily devotion as well, so you can catch him on Facebook, or not Facebook, but YouTube, and he does every morning. He gets up at like 5 o'clock, and he's got like a devotion, which is basically, just like a little lesson, you know,
mm-hmm.
and something to, you know, pick you up, you know, and give you some encouragement and all of that. So, I mean, I like it. So
you got to be devoted to get up at 5 o'clock every morning.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Yeah. You got that right. We are on Standard of Practice 3.7. And as always, you can go to northstateliving.com, click on resources, and right on down there, you'll see all the code of ethics that we like to adhere to. And this one here, I'm sure everybody's gone over it, and I know what's going on. So here we go. Rich, are you ready?
Yep. Bring it.
Okay, here we go. When seeking information from another realtor concerning property under a management or listing agreement, realtors shall disclose their realtor status and whether their interest is personal or on behalf of a client, and if on behalf of a client, their relationship with the client. So when seeking information from another realtor concerning property under a management or listing agreement, realtors shall disclose their realtor status and whether their interest is personal or on behalf of a client, and if on behalf of a client, their relationship with the client. So basically, just no sneaky stuff.
You got to tell them who you are. Yeah, you can't go, hey, I'm interested in this property, you know, and act like a buyer, if mm-hmm. you will, or something like that. So just we need to tell them who we are, be open about it, and I'm asking for a client, and that client happened to be my brother.
Right. Let's all look over there.
What does that say? Not Peter Pan, but
it's supposed to be a secret thing. I think.
Not Peter Pan, but it's.
Wendy.
Hey,
oh, hey.
Wendy.
Well, hey, Wendy.
So the answer is no to the last thing about asking your wife.
Oh.
And the other answer was, yes, you're right. It is a Greg Norman.
Oh, well, shoot.
I look out for those.
Oh, well, you should come by and pick up your little lunch ticket then. And probably going to have to get your own ride down there because I won't have a Beamer to take you over there.
Apparently so. Have you seen that car, Wendy? It's very cute.
It's cute. But, you know, got to stay away from those speeding tickets.
Yeah. Well,
but you know what? The top down, just cruising downtown Reading. Why not? Just old days. Remember that? Remember when we used to go cruising?
Yeah, oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You betcha. I mean, yep. Cool April
that
nights.
It was very nostalgic watching Cool April Nights. It made a lot of people think of the cruise.
Oh, that's right. You were on the cruise here, weren't you?
Yep.
Lots of cool cars.
Sure was.
That's right. Wendy was manning the Doritos, not Rios, the Nachos booth in front of our church. So our church does a big booth, and I think did you do some things for the kids too this year?
Yeah, we just had a little table with some activities on it.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Awesome.
Got to keep those kids busy so they don't run out in the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not interested in those cars. What kind of activity did you have?
Only the ones with hydraulics. It was really cute. They had a little wooden cross that they could glue jewels on, and there was a little girl running around holding up her cross in front of our church in the grass to show everybody. It was really cool.
Starting them out young.
That's right.
That's awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you for the call, Wendy. And
hey, no
the
problem,
advice
guys.
Or the whatever you call what you just did there. We'll talk later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You think you can change your mind on the Beamer?
It didn't sound like it.
Yeah, she sounded kind of like it's a no.
Yeah, but I don't know. You never know. The verdict's, it could still be out.
I mean, you never, things show up at the driveway. Weird thing. That's how I got
my
47 Willys.
You know,
I didn't tell Karen. I got until it was a beep, 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 backing into the driveway and unloaded a 47 Willys Jeep.
She said, what's that?
What's that? Well, it's part of a transaction, you know.
So you're saying that's how I should do it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool.
Well, this one you can actually drive right up, though. You don't have to even have it shipped.
Well, that'll even look better.
Drive it right in.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Come in here and do a little slide. Is it automatic or?
It's a 5-speed.
Shut the front door.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a nice little, driving little car.
Let me just ask you this, and this might be the clinching deal.
Okay.
Any chance of a second gear scratch?
You know what? Probably.
Oh.
I've never driven it like that, but, you know.
Well, I wouldn't do that either, but I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, it does have a 6-cylinder in it, so it's not, a huge engine, but it'll do 100 miles an hour real easily.
BMWs, they got plenty of horsepower in a 6-cylinder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A small car, so
you've been babying it all these years, haven't you?
Oh yeah, that's how I got so many great miles on it.
How many miles?
220.
Well, that's not bad.
No,
that'll
go away a lot longer.
Sure, absolutely.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, I think we've only said the word absolutely so far today 4 times.
Okay,
so that's not bad at all.
You have.
Well, I guess what's going on with me? Let's see. I'm working on. Actually, it's really cool. I'm helping my father sell his commercial lot that he's been working mobile home and manufactured housing on for the last 25 years.
Is that the one down 273?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So he's downsizing now, and so I'm helping him do that, and it's a great process. It's a lot of fun. I'm really super happy that I'm in this capacity to be able to help my dad out this way.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And it's really cool. So in the new buyers that are moving in, they're real happy to be moving in there. They're a trucking company, and so they're got a new place to move to. So everybody's happy.
Didn't he have some mobiles on that too? Did he have to move them all out?
Well, actually, that was part of the deal. We just made a deal with the buyers. You know, they're going to actually use some of them, and they're going to move them. So
perfect.
We left them with all the capability to be able to do that.
I was going to say, because he had some inventory sitting down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I was talking with the buyers just the other day, and they were just telling me they're going to use one of them for like a place for all their drivers to hang out. You know, and maybe another one, if they can, they're going to probably try to use it for maybe some security housing, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
are they actually hooked up?
Not right now, but
no,
some
okay.
of them are.
Okay.
Yep.
All they need is just set a little bit lower, build a set of stairs to them, and
sure,
they're functioning houses, right?
You bet. Mm-hmm. They sure are. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Perfect.
Well, when we come back, we've got something special for you, and that would be the Shasta County Market Update.
Things are starting to move.
Still, we'll take an early break and head to the commercials and listen to another song about springtime. We'll be right back.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Steve will have a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Reading, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll.
Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on a chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill.
It's old Luke Bryan right there.
All right, girl.
Kind of Mike's going to say, talk with a little bit of an accent.
That's right. You got to say girls.
You got to say girl a lot. Right, right.
Luke Bryan.
Girl. All right, here we are. We're living in the North State here at KCNR, downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can always catch us at KCNR1460.com. Click on the Listen Live, and there we are. And give us a buzz, 530-605-4567. We'd love to hear from you. And seriously, if you want to have lunch on us down at Lulu's, be the third caller right now, and you got it. We'll hook you up. All right. So,
but you have to ask a question.
Oh, yeah, sure. Give us a question. Yeah. Anything.
Even if it's, hey, did I win the tickets to Lulu's?
Right. Or what color is Tony's shirt?
Right. There you go. And maybe you could tell.
You could go live online and see that.
They got to go live online.
That's right. To know the answer to that question.
This is true. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you are successful with your real estate goals. Outrageous service, right? That's what we are known for. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesinreading.com. As of today, there's quite a lot more houses on the market. So in the last couple of weeks, boom, 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 we've had quite a bit. So there was 577 houses on the market today. That's up 55 from 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good little jump. There you go, the springtime influx.
Right.
In the past 30 days, there were 192 houses sold in Shasta County. That's down about 10. So that figure doesn't mean a whole lot other than...
down from the prior 30 days or just the last couple of weeks since you looked at
it? Just since the last couple of weeks when I looked at it, yeah. 22 mobile homes were sold. That's up 4. 23 vacant lots. That's up 5. And according to Bankrate.com, the bad guy... The national, I wouldn't say the bad guy, I'm just saying the darn interest rate doesn't look so great. The national interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is 7.31. That's a high, a big high. The lowest we can find around the country is about 6.7 right now. And if you're interested, as usual, how to get a rock bottom rate of 5.9?
5.99 for FHA or 6.5 for conventional.
give us a call. We know how to make that happen. I mean, there's no two ways about it. That's the way to go.
Oh, sure. Right? In a brand new home.
Now, we just got the...
And $7,500 in closing costs.
$7,500 in closing costs. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's almost three quarters of the closing costs, or maybe more, depending on...
Yeah, it's close, yeah. If not covering everything, yeah.
Well, and that means that you get to keep $7,500 in your pocket. So if you're looking at doing a little something around the house there when you first move in, maybe something new, maybe a paint job.
In a new house, you don't have to do anything.
Ready to rock and roll.
That's right.
Yeah,
maybe some patio furniture on the back porch.
Right.
There you go. Or put in a back pad for your patio to start your backyard.
$7,500 goes a long way.
Costco gazebo.
Yeah, those are nice.
Just saying.
The average price of a home in Shasta County as of today is $402,348. That's down from $424,000 last month. The average price per square foot is $245, up from $240. And what's interesting is that we get this information that is sent over by Mr. Sprinkle. So Sprinkle and Associates, we get the email once a month, and he kind of gives us this information. And he put something in his email here, and I'm going to go ahead and read it. This is from Bob Sprinkle. And, again, he sends this out to us every week. Let's see. He said, the average sale price in Reading was lower in April. However, the average price per square foot was higher. So it appears buyers are currently acquiring smaller houses. It might indicate that. So, and I don't know. Does it sound like that? That might indicate that.
Well, like I say, the average sell price has dropped. So people are buying smaller houses, and typically smaller houses. I mean, you don't have the same price per square foot for a bigger home, because that price is already in the $500,000-$600,000, something like that. Smaller home still holding its value, and it brings the square footage per price for a home. So it's that kind of mixture, I guess I would think. So.
It's also kind of a national trend that people are going to smaller homes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it's not before the trend was to go to bigger homes, and now the trend across the country right now seems to be going towards smaller homes. Most of your builders are building smaller homes, and so the newer stuff that's coming out is in the smaller footprint.
That makes sense. Yeah. Just like when gas prices go up, you consider driving smaller cars and.
Sure.
Better gas prayer. You got one.
You're, right.
There's a Volkswagen down the street. Every time that prices get up around $5 a gallon, I'm looking at that Volkswagen like, man, I should go make an offer on that. But I should have made an offer when prices were down around $3 a gallon.
It was all about conditioning. They just got us used to high prices in gas. And we're loving, $4.50. All right, I'm buying. I'm filling up.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it's all about, conditioning. Get us used to it. And
that's what they do, too, right? It was up at 5.15 there for a bit, and then all of a sudden it dropped to like 4.19. And I'm like, what happened from, yesterday it was 5.15, and now it's 4.19.
Right.
And then it jumped back up to 4.60.
Right.
It's like, for the cheap gas.
Well, and you're feeling good about 4.20 a gallon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait a minute. What happened 4 years ago? It was not that.
Right.
It was three bucks a gallon.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, when they used to raise the prices, I used to notice that they would have a good reason for it. They'd say, there's a refinery down in Southern California that caught on fire and it's down for a couple of weeks. So, prices are going to raise. Right. That makes sense. So then, a oil tanker or something had a problem out there and it couldn't make it into the shore. So that's why the prices are higher. So, that's all right. Sure. But they don't give us those stories anymore. So.
Right. Right. The oil fields of Gaza are not producing anymore.
Right. And also on the small house thing, I noticed that a lot of houses in my neighborhood are selling, and that's a smaller house area. That's the garden tract down
there.
Yeah,
somewhere. You're 1,300 square feet for a decent-sized home there.
Yep.
A lot of them are even down around 1,000 square feet.
Right. Yeah. Yep, mm-hmm. yep. Well, so there you go, the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update. I don't think that there was anything that we missed right there. Nope, we've covered it.
Like I say, there's more homes on the market. I think we're selling. Like I said, I've questioned how many houses sold if being down. I've seen a trend so far that more houses are starting to sell. There's more on the market, and hence, they're starting to turn a little bit. It's that time of the year. People are getting ready to sell, and people are buying, and to be in their new home before right when school gets out, make the move, that type of thing. So.
Absolutely, and with more on the market, 50 more houses this week than last, there's going to be, of course, more sales eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. It's going to catch up and climb.
And I'm pretty sure that we're at a point in the market where sellers are not going to be thinking that they can still get the kind of money we were getting out of these houses a couple of years ago. So starting off with a high price, hoping that they're going to be able to,
Right. No, to sell a house, it's got to be priced right. It's got to be, hit value.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to appraise if it's financing involved. But I think, the interest rates doing what they're doing now, they're talking even, going even a little bit higher. We're starting to see that. A couple of weeks ago, we were at 7.
Yeah.
Now we're at 7.3 or whatever it is, 7.5.
Yeah.
I think the shock because of that interest rate really is not that bad. And if you can buy a home right now with your current job, your current income, debt to income ratio is all good, all that kind of stuff right now, in 2 or 3 years when the interest rates possibly really dip down in the 4s and 5s, you refinance. You're way ahead of the game if you're able to buy now, because what's going to happen if you wait till the interest rates to drop? What happens?
Everybody.
Home prices go up.
And prices of houses are climbing still.
Mm-hmm.
So, even with the interest rates being up, which usually the opposite happens, now the rates, the cost of the house is still going up.
Correct.
We climbed, 6 or 7% last year in home value. And that's even with the interest rates, peaking, toward the end of the year last year at 7.5, and now they're back up there again. So, if you wait, you're going to pay more. Because it's not going to slow down.
Right.
The cost of the house is not going to drop. There's just too much of a shortage of houses.
Mm-hmm. They're stabilizing. They're stabilizing a little bit, but other than that, all across the board, you're looking at that appreciation value. You're going to be paying for that appreciation value if everything stays equal down
mm-hmm.
the line,
mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. So, if you're able to do it, now is a good time, regardless of the interest rates. If you're able to do it, do it.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Don't pay somebody else's rent.
Mm-hmm.
And a great way to do it is if you're saving and you're making you got a pretty good savings account going there, then make a big down payment, and that way you're not paying so much on that so much interest on that principal.
Well, sure.
Paying less mm-hmm. on the.
Yep.
That's what we're seeing so much now. We didn't see it so much 2 or 3 years ago, but now we're seeing a lot of 20% down.
Mm-hmm.
Or more.
Yeah, if they can afford it. Yeah, if you've been saving for a while and can do it, makes sense.
Put your money at the principal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly makes sense to get if you can afford to do the 20% down, to do that, because getting rid of the mortgage insurance is it's really kind of a it's kind of a pardon me for saying, but it's a waste of money, right? Because you're just protecting
the loan
company that. Originally they used to have their own insurance policies. Now they make you pay for it after 2008. Mm-hmm. And so, you're protecting them against you defaulting with mortgage insurance. So, if you can save up and get your 20% in there, that's the best way to do it. Plus you're going to lower your principal on your loan, and you're also going to get a better rate because you're putting 20% down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win-win.
You got more skin in the game.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lenders love that.
Yep.
Yep.
And just think of the money that you would have been spending on the mortgage insurance if you wanted to throw that at your principal. Now you're going to pay your house off quicker.
Very true.
Yep.
Very true. I always advocate for paying, more for, than your payment per month. Enough, mm-hmm. hopefully enough to make at least one extra payment per year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to follow that advice.
Yeah,
it's difficult sometimes, but if you narrow down, you get down to the baby steps, and you narrow what you do every single day,
mm-hmm.
and you take out those Starbucks habits.
Yep, you're right.
Those types of little things, it adds up. A lot.
Especially at between $5 and $10 a cup for a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely ways to cut cash.
I get the $4 cup.
Sally, even $4 adds up, right?
Right.
That's if you look at for every day for 30 days.
Right.
You're looking at a couple of bucks there. Yeah. You're looking at a mortgage insurance payment.
Holy
moly. $120.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Right. All right, let's take a break.
I'm taking a moment just imagining that I'm dancing with you. I'm your pole and all you're wearing is your shoes. You got soul. You know what to do to turn me on until I write a song about you. And you have your own engagement.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on the chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill.
Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Reading, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll.
I could listen to that all day.
BTO taking care of business just like we are right here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're happy to be here.
We're ecstatic to be here.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. That's awesome. You betcha. A beautiful day in the North State.
Oh, yeah.
Lakes are full.
Absolutely.
Summer's coming. You know, things are blooming.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate's moving.
Carl Bott came in to see us just now.
And told us he was listening to us, right?
And
he looked like he was totally telling the truth.
I believed him. I mean, he's a Marine. You're not going to call him a liar, for sure.
I'm going to say that brings us up to 27.
Right?
We got 27 listeners now.
That's
wow. No, I'm just kidding. We know we got lots more of you out there, because when we get around in the community and stuff, and you walk up to us and tell us that you hear our show, it just it tickles our heart. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm always really surprised. You know, you get around there and get out to the people and start talking about it. Oh yeah, we listen to the show. It's like, wow, you're kidding me. Right. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
So they do. Well,
it'd be nice if they called in once in a while with a question.
They're just shy. Most of our listeners are shy.
That's true.
But hopefully we give people a little bit of information that they can use.
That's the whole idea. Complicated subject. A lot of people probably wouldn't be able to ask the right question. So probably not you. It's just the subject. You know?
Well, you know, we have gotten a lot of compliments on the subject matter. They say that, you know, what you guys talk about is relevant, and it hits on a lot of, you know, questions that we have. And so, yeah, we've gotten some positive reviews.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, in our jobs that we do, everything from being a lender and real estate and a broker, you know, all that kind of stuff, is that we, our whole goal is to guide somebody to home ownership. Mm-hmm. Or sell, you know, and move to a different stage in their life. So, you know, and our, you know, we do, and it's a complicated process that we do. You know, that's why we are in the profession that we're in. So, mm-hmm. You know, hopefully we make it as smooth as possible for them, that it's become somewhat of an enjoyable experience. I mean, buying a home, especially your first home, there's no better feeling than that when you get the keys and walk in the door. You know, all the little stuff. So,
I always say I put the fun in funding.
I like it.
There you go.
Yeah, you're no kidding.
It's true.
Well, we make it real in real estate.
There you go. Oh, man, I'm scrambling here. I can't come up with nothing, so.
You put the toe in Tony.
Oh, no.
Realtor. I was shooting for something.
So. Yeah.
You put the sewer in connoisseur.
Yeah, I think we're drifting.
Okay, yeah. back to the script.
And how about Shasta Lake, though, man? That thing is all the way to the top, right?
I think within, a couple of feet of that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's...
I mean, they still got the gates open, wide open pretty much, and I was looking at the acid canal today, and it was pretty well full and ripping down the city there.
Yeah,
so.
We get water in our neighborhood first, I think, next Tuesday for the first time.
Oh, you okay.
Know, yeah, I'm not using it this year, but I talked to my neighbor, Brandy, and she goes, I'm getting water for the first time, you know, next week. So it's like, all right. You know, good. Just let it overflow, and it flows onto my property. I don't have to water that much.
That's cool.
Still, yeah. No, she's good.
Yeah, you know, that's a whole different thing right there, to have acid canal service, I guess. Mm-hmm. I've got a few friends that have got that. Yeah, and it's a whole different world.
Well, I flood irrigated for the first four, maybe longer than that, probably first 8 years when I bought the property.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the neatest thing. I mean, it's ice cold water coming in the middle of summer, coming out of the river.
Right.
And, you know, just greens everything up, and the moles start climbing out of the dirt and swimming for their lives. Everything. But,
got your little baseball bat out there whacking them. Whack-a-mole.
Yes. But, you know, it's really neat. And you know, having water rights on my property, it runs with the property, you know. Mm-hmm. So whether I use it or when I sell my property, whoever gets the neck has the same rights. That's pretty valuable, you know. And people can use it or they don't use it. It's up to them.
But. And you mentioned that it is freezing cold. It's that way because it's coming from the bottom of Shasta Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't go down the river too far before it gets to that canal diversion, dam. And
it's probably middle of summer. It's probably, you know, that 56 degrees. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's not freezing, but, you know, I mean, when it's 100 out and you put your toes in there, it hurts.
Well, if you go jump in the river in the middle of summer when it's 105 out, you'll realize that water is cold.
Cold.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
I know it's kind of ironic that the, what is it, Caldwell Park there with all the swimming area used to be and all the balconies that are built down into the water and stuff. And you got pictures of back before, 1942 or 43 or something, 44. Before that, you know, it was the place that everybody went to, and then diving off the Diesel Horse Bridge, and it was the play area. And then as soon as that dam went in, it was over.
Mm-hmm. Water warmed up cooled down.
Yep. It's interesting. Yeah, and when you float down the river, you know, going down to Anderson and the boats and stuff, you know, or the river, the rafts and all that, you float, but you don't touch the water.
Right.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what we live with up here in beautiful Northern California.
You betcha. We're going to cover some of this. What is this? I got something in front of me, Tony. What is this?
Well, you know,
we were
going to talk about
that one.
Sure. Yeah, you bet, Rich. You went and hit us with one of those questions.
Let's see. How about two, Mr. Tony Horde? What's the role of a real estate agent in the house buying process? What do you do? What do you bring to the table, sir? I'm not going to read the answer. You have to read the answer.
You, here, let me. I'm going to hold this. You can't read it. Am I reading the right one? No cheating. No cheating.
So what is the role of the real estate agent?
In what is the role of a real estate agent in buying a house buying process?
Well, I mean, we're definitely going to make the process easy, you know, and mm-hmm. effortless, and relieve all the stress of the situation.
And get it done, right.
And get it done.
Well, so the answer, the official answer, I know I caught you on the spot.
You sure did.
The real estate agent helps guide you through the process. You mentioned that. Provide market expertise, like we do here on the show. You're telling mm-hmm. them what's prices, you know, what's selling for what. I know you do a CMA to a lot of, you know, for a lot of your buyers and stuff of getting them a comparative market analysis on a house they're buying. And you negotiate on the behalf of them and ensure a smooth transaction.
Mm-hmm. See, you had 90% of that.
Yeah, you sure. got it. I know you know what.
Good job, Tony. How the crowd goes crazy.
Well, you know, one of the most important parts in there, and they're all kind of equally important, but the negotiating on behalf of the client, that's the part that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's what you do. You stand up for your client, and you get the best deal for them, and there are some skills to that. And so it makes you feel real good when those skills are in place and they're working.
Absolutely. And it's being open with the other agent, too, of saying, hey, we mm-hmm. like the house, or we like this property. What is the seller looking for? And two, my buyer is looking for this. Can we meet in the middle? Can we meet somewhere right off the bat? Is it worthy for us to come to the table and make an offer? I mean, it's being open. I love talking with other agents and you know, figuring things out before we get halfway through the process and somebody doesn't like the deal they're in and they back out,
mm-hmm.
you know, type thing. So the whole idea is it's got to work for both parties, you know, from start to finish. And they need to be happy and it needs to be done properly, obviously.
Sure.
So.
Absolutely. The process is long and hard and confusing, and to get into the middle of it and then pull out because it was not so what you were thinking is that you definitely want to try to address that stuff beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that right there.
How about Bill? We got time for Bill? One question
for
Bill?
We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Bill.
Yes.
What is the difference between a fixed rate and adjustable rate mortgage?
Oh, okay. Well, a fixed rate is that you have one rate that is set for the life of the loan. And a adjustable rate adjusts in different sections depending on or different time frames depending on what adjustable rate you have. So it starts out at one rate, and then it let's say it's in 5 years, it's going to adjust up to another rate at that time, and then you'll be paying a different payment. And then as you get further into the loan, it will be adjusted again. And that's where we all got into trouble back in 2008 was a lot of those adjustable rates were adjusting up to the point where people could not afford the payments.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now if anybody is doing an adjustable rate, and there's not a lot that are, but there are some out there, they have to qualify the client at the fully adjusted rate after it adjusts up. Okay. So they have to be qualified to be able to take that payment on all the way through the life of the loan. But in most cases nowadays, it's all fixed.
Yeah.
So, which is the best way to go.
Did they not have to be so qualified back in 2008?
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of stated stuff, and you could just tell them how much you were earning at that point.
I could do that, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a lot of people bought houses they couldn't afford, exactly.
Right.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Did I pass the test?
You passed the test, absolutely. Oh, right. Yeah, I'm not even going to read the answer that's on here because you got
Because my answer was better?
Your answer was better, sir.
What? No way.
All right. Well, that about wraps us up. We're going to rock on out of here, and we'll see you all next week for sure.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, guys.
It's great seeing you guys again.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back next week, and hopefully we won't be slacking like last time, like last week.
Right. No, we'll be here.
All right.
Springtime is on us.
We'll see you then.
You ready.
See ya.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.